You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
What is up, Build Your Tribe? This is Brett Johnson with your Quick Tip Tuesday. Yeah, I'm taking over a little bit today. The group, Brock and Shalene, wanted me to do a little financial tip. Just a real quick one here. But boy, when Shalene and I did this, it changed our lives. Like, you could sleep at night. Like, literally, this allows you peace of mind. You're like, what is it? What gives you peace of mind? Well, peace of mind comes financially when you have enough money put away that if something were to happen, you lose your job, there's an accident in the family, there's a health issue, whatever it might be, that you have an emergency fund that you know is sitting there and that you can fall back on. And a lot of financial advisors and people that are in the financial industry will tell you that, you know, you need to create this emergency fund and it has to be, you know, 6 or 12 months. And I always thought that was kind of like daunting. Like, that's like crazy to like think about that. And it's too much of an uphill battle to put away like 6 months of emergency fund. So what I like to teach is, like, you're going to do this in baby steps. Now, the first step that you have to do, this is step number one, is you have to pay off all your credit cards first. There's no reason to start an emergency fund until we've paid off all our credit cards. So you have all your credit cards paid for, and then now you can start building this emergency fund. Now, if you're like, wait, how do you pay off all your credit cards? Well, I've done a couple of podcasts over on the Shalene Show, and I'm sure we can link to those podcasts in the show notes below. So if you're like, wait a second, I got to pay off my credit cards first. Well, we've done some podcasts about how we did that, how we got out of debt, and how we paid off our credit cards. This is not the podcast for you. This podcast is for people that you've got your credit cards paid off, and you really want to start building up a fund, and we call it an emergency fund, for just the rainy day when you need it. So here's how we're going to do this. Now, you've got your credit cards all paid off. What you want to do is grab your bank statement or wherever you're paying your bills, however you pay your bills. You might pay your bills on a credit card. You might have pay them PayPal or Venmo or however you're paying your bills. And what you're going to do is you're going to look at one month. You're going to take a calendar month. Why don't you take March? Let's just take March. And you're going to total up all of the costs that are associated with living, right? So you don't add Starbucks. You don't add your Lululemon purchase. You don't add like makeup. You don't add two expensive date night dinners. You don't add that stuff. You add the necessities. You add, you know, your grocery bills. You add your rent. You add your car payment. You add your utilities. You add the things that you need to add in order to live for the month of March. And that's it. So you get that total. So now you have your mandatory living expenses, right? You're just going to add up that column. Let's just say hypothetically it comes out to $5,000 for the month. That's what your mandatory living expenses are. So now your emergency fund is $5,000. So once you save up that $5,000, you're like, okay, Brett, where do I put that money? Well, you definitely want to put that money in a place where you can access it in 24 hours, right? Because if something happens, emergency, that's why it's called an emergency fund, you need to have access to that money. So my suggestion would be put it somewhere where you can at least collect some interest on it, because the idea of it is for it not just to like sit there and, you know, twiddle its thumbs, but have it start making some money for you, right? And I don't want you to put it in your checking or savings account because it's too visible. It's too easy to access. I still want you to be able, it's going to take some work to get it, but it can be done in 24 hours. Does that make sense? Just make sure that wherever you put the money, there's no like penalty to take it out or anything like that, that it's just collecting, you know, some conservative interest so that your money's making you money. That's it. It doesn't have to be crazy. I just don't want it to be in your checking or your savings so that like you're seeing it all the time. Like, you know, you use your check card and it you know, it prints out like, oh, I got this extra $5,000 in it. No, you don't want to do that. You want it like kind of out of sight, out of mind, but you know, you and your spouse or whatever, if you're single or whatever, you just know it. It's peace of mind. It gives you just like that. There's a calmness about it once you have that first month. Now, once Shalene and I created 1 month, I was like, you know what? 1 month is good. And I don't want to do a full year because that seems silly because we're going to get back on our feet. But you know what? If something were to happen, what if we had 6 months? And we both agreed that was a great number. And so we did it. We just repeated that same process 6 times. So we had 6 month emergency fund. And I'm just telling you right now, it was peace of mind knowing that there was 6 months of emergency funds that we didn't touch, that if something were to happen, it's sitting there and it's waiting for us. Now it's making us money. We haven't had to use it. It's building interest. I mean, that 6 month emergency fund has been sitting in the same account, accumulating interest for like the last 6 years. So it's been amazing. I already know, I can already hear the questions. Well, Brett, you like to invest money. So how do you invest money and have an emergency fund? Well, rule one never changes. Pay off all your credit cards, right? You don't invest money and you don't get an emergency fund until you pay off all your credit cards. Now, I want you to get at least 1 month of emergency funds in the bank before you start investing. So now, once you have 1 month, I think you should do both. I think you should start investing a little money in your retirement and putting some money away, and then also nibbling at another month of emergency fund. So that's what we did. So after we got the full first month of emergency fund, we would allocate some money for retirement and for investing, and then we would allocate the rest of the money for the emergency fund. Once I got to 6 months of emergency fund, now everything just goes for investing. Hopefully that tip was helpful. That's how Shalene and I built our emergency fund up 1 month at a time, started with 1 month, built it to 6 months, and it's been a lifesaver. It's so much peace. And you know, if you have any other questions or you want to ask me any financial advice or whatever, just hit me over on Instagram, DM me at BrettJohnson11, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Hey, it's Kristen, Shalene's podcast manager. Just a little reminder that Shalene publishes an episode 5 days a week. On The Shalene Show, you can listen on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Build Your Tribe, the show she does with her son, Brock, you can listen on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But in order to have those episodes automatically downloaded to your phone, you actually need to be subscribed. And to make that easier for you, I've placed links below this episode that will take you directly to the pages on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher so you can easily subscribe. Oh, and by the way, if you write a review, and I don't care where you write it, if it's on Stitcher, iTunes, or on Spotify, it is like giving Shalene the ultimate gift. She loves, loves, loves to read those reviews. So I just want to thank you in advance for going and giving her a little gift of writing a review. And lastly, you know, I've told you this in the past, but I would love to hear from you by leaving Shalene and I a message. Go to shalenejohnson.com/podcast and look for that little widget and leave us a message on what you're loving on the podcast, what you'd like to hear on the podcast, or any other suggestions you have for us. That would mean the world to both of us. Thanks for listening. I love ya. Shalene loves ya. And we mean it.